Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about living with a winning joy, a joy that's victorious, not because we're so good at it, but because Jesus has accomplished the victory. And so each weekday morning, we're going to be talking and praying about a different aspect of what it looks like to be on the winning team, the team that is led by God, the team that's assembled by the blood of Jesus, and to know joy that's victorious. And we're going to kick off the broadcast part of the week, talking and praying about a win for the faithful. Proverbs 2, verses 7 and 8, says, "He, that is God, holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of," "he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones." God's promise to his people is that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that he is trustworthy, that he is a refuge, a place of safety for all who would come to him when under attack, when the storms of life hit. And he reassures us that the crown of life is given to those who are faithful. Now, sometimes people hear that and they somehow translate that into, "I have to earn it. I have to be good enough. Not just today, but every day." But even the faithfulness that God expects us to live with, well, he knows can't be done on our own. That even that gift of faithfulness, that recognition, comes from God. The Bible's clear that we are saved by faith, by God's grace, an unearned gift. It's not because of anything that we do, but it ought to lead us to do a variety of things which please and honor Jesus. In fact, Jesus says, "If you love me, you'll do what I say." And so the works that we do, the activities that we do, the obedience that we live with isn't accomplishing favor with God. It ought to be a result of God's favor towards us. And those who are faithful because, well, they're drawing near to God. Because they've chosen not to reject God. A win for the faithful says that no matter what happens in this life, if I hold on to God, I win. Because of a confidence that he will never let go. And there are those that we'll read scripture and interpret it to say we can't lose our salvation, that once you're saved, you're good. That if you fall away, and it's interesting that there's an acknowledgement that that appears to happen, well, you weren't really saved to begin with. I don't know. I don't know and have means to measure the genuineness of a person's faith. God makes it clear that we can determine or judge the fruit of a person's life, what it's producing. But even our ability to do that doesn't determine that person's salvation, because we don't see clearly. We don't see completely. And God makes it clear throughout this Bible that He looks at the heart. There are times when those that we may be tempted to judge are actually living in alignment with the dilemma that the Apostle Paul had when he says, this wretched man that I am, I find myself doing the things I don't want to do and not doing the things I want to do. And so we all struggle with times in life where our actions don't represent who we really are. And so the faithfulness isn't in perfection. The faithfulness is in not rejecting God. The Bible tells us that all who come to Him by faith in no way will be cast out. It's more than just, yeah, God's out there, I believe and I need Him. The Bible says even the demons believe. He's out there. They may not believe that they need God. Part of me says maybe they do believe they need God. They just won't submit to it. But regardless of that, it's more than just an acknowledgement that God exists. It's a faith that, as James writes, is put into action through our obedience to God's word and to His will. And it's the slow and steady wins the race kind of faith. The crown of life, the reward of eternity, the welcome home, good and faithful servant, is reflective of the one who perseveres, the one who doesn't give up. The Bible talks about those who have wandered from the faith. There reaches a point where he even says it's impossible for them to come back. Now, the good news, even when you read that, is God makes it clear that with Him, nothing is impossible. And so I believe there's always hope for God to do a miraculous work in the heart and mind of anyone so that all, anyone that I meet today, anyone that you will meet today, has the potential to experience the win of the faithful. That's my desire. That's my goal. That's the ultimate victory. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's happiness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to have victory. Victory over life. Victory over death. God, today I pray that You would help myself, help each one of us to be those who are faithful and those who remain faithful. Realizing that it's only possible because of the work of Your Spirit within us the help that we receive to overcome the difficulties and struggles that tempt us. And so, God, today, may we choose to be faithful. May our life be representative of one who is living in obedience and faithfulness to you. Help us not to judge those who might be struggling mightily, whose heart desires faithfulness but is under attack. And those times when we don't see the heart and we just see a brief glimpse, may we be the encouragers and helpers and those who would direct ourselves and others back to your word, back to Jesus, back to the source. God, in those times where we become weary, in those times when life feels overwhelming, in those times when hope seems to have evaporated, may we be reminded that our grasp on you is generally not nearly as tight as your grasp on us. And that we can call out, Lord, save us. And in faith, we can be reminded of your presence. We can respond to that presence. God, as we walk and live and seek a greater faithfulness in our own life, may we experience a greater joy, a joy that comes through victory of the faithful. And God, as we live with that joy, may we lift up Jesus, such that he would draw many to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.